إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, this morning Sayyid Bhai sent me something which I think is alhamdulillah enough of a Fajr reminder for us, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to follow that. That is enough for a lifetime, inshallah. And that is, if you look at what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the salah, he said, "As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min." Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, the salah is the mi'raj of the mu'min. It is the meeting with Allah of the mu'min. And if you look at what death is also the meeting with Allah. So if you or I want to know what our death is likely to be like, then Allah has given us a meter to judge that. And that is to see what our salah is like. If our salah is something that we wait for eagerly, as was narrated about Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that he used to wait from one salah for the other salah. He used to eagerly wait, when will the time come when I can again do the fourth salah? And his servant said, between one salah and the other, he used to recite Quran. So constantly being engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly wanting to meet Allah, and then this meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a meeting which is very beautiful. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to call the salah Qurratul Ain. He used to say to Bilal radiallahu anhu, go call the adhan, so that we can do something which is the coolness of our eyes. So the salah was something of greatest pleasure, something which you look forward to, something which you connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All worldly cares and concerns and stress falls away. And there is no one means Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Tahrima, the whole world is haram. You are connected with Allah. So that salah is really a reminder for us. And may Allah bless, Sayyid Bhai was sending me this thing and whoever sent it to him, that it's a daily reminder, 5 times a day minimum, and then with tawfiq illah, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq for more, to remember the fact that this is a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that one day we will meet Allah. And a meter to judge what will that day's meeting be like. So the people for whom the salah is sweetness, for whom salah is the coolness of their eyes, for whom they wait for salah, they love the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah this is how death will be. That will be the time to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why I always remind myself and you that the death of a mu'min is not a time of sadness. It is a time of joy for him, because he is meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that he waited for all his life. And this has been narrated about several of the salaf, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that strength at that last moment when they actually saw Malakul Maut, they spoke to Malakul Maut and they said, Marhaba. He says, welcome, where are you? I've been waiting for you for so long. So it was not something which was frightening that they were terrified, but it's something that they look forward to. Alhamdulillah, now is the time for me to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what I remind myself and you, that let us take advantage of the salah and improve it, because that inshallah will be an indicator for us of how our final meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be like. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sweetness of salah, make it the coolness of our eyes, and make the time when we meet Allah the coolness of our eyes, and make that time the most beautiful and the sweetest time of our lives ever. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last of our deeds salah, and therefore the best of our deeds, which is salah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last day of our life the best day of our lives, when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.